Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Corinne Paul and Rebecca Charles of Team Number 39, Virago, the first all-women team to cross the finish line at Kane's Quest. Welcome, ladies, and thank you for taking the time to talk with me, and congratulations on 13th place.
Thank you.
So I have to ask, how does it feel to have successfully completed the race?
It's still so surreal. I'm sure it'll start to sink in as we get some rest.
Our minds are pretty exhausted, but it's pretty exciting to know that after all this preparation, we've crossed the finish line and we've made history.
I think we feel a little lost not having anything to prepare for anymore.
I don't think you're the only one, as many of us who have been following Kane's Quest on an hourly basis are kind of lost as to what do we do now.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of preparation that goes into being a competitor in a race of this magnitude. Can you tell us a bit about the planning and the exercises you completed to prepare for Kane's Quest?
Sure. So there's, you know, physical preparation. Rebecca and I work out on a regular basis, and no matter how much you work out, whether weight training, cardio, you can never 100% prepare yourself for what you're going to go through when you're, you know, maneuvering the snowmobile. But physical preparations was really important for our health. Snowmobile preparations was quite a daunting task of different types of bracing on the snowmobile so that it can withstand the impact, changing of parts to, you know, more stiffer springs and larger shocks and things like this. So we've spent many, many hours of wrenching alongside our team manager to build the sled to withstand that 3,100 kilometer, as well as the addition of auxiliary fuel tanks to ensure that we can get more distance without downtime.
We probably should have just had our hands beaten with hammers for a couple months before we left, then we would have been ready for it. A lot of physical preparation, you know, a lot of working out. I do a lot of mountain climbing during the summer. So the physical preparation was really important, but like Corinne said, you could never prepare for what you're going to put your body through, because we were doing 20-hour rides. There's nothing you can do to prepare for that.
Wow, what an experience. And can you talk about some of the challenges that you had to face during the race? And since completing the race, do you feel you were well prepared enough for some of the things that you had to encounter?
The biggest challenge for me, because I've done endurance riding before, was the 20-hour rides, because that's just insane. Even though I have done endurance riding, that's just something that I've never even thought of doing. And you get really fatigued. Once you get into the 12-hour range, you're getting beyond anything that you ever can train for. So that was a big one for me. And then in addition to that, you would only have 8 or 10 hours of rest time. And that was really, really hard, especially the first couple long runs.
Prepared-wise, I think we were well prepared. Like, being two females, we don't have the muscle strength that most men have, so we went with the extra tools so that if we got in a situation where we are stuck and we need to get the snowmobiles out of the snow, we were prepared with different tools that could give us the advantage. So I think we were well prepared and we managed our situations quite well.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to, you know, deal with the deep snow that I'm not used to in Alaska. We have areas of deep snow, but typically our races are running a little bit more packed runs. So some of these rutted out trenches, we would get very, very stuck, and we'd have to take the time and really think through it and really calm down so we wouldn't get, you know, sweaty and hot and then get on the sled and get cold again. So that was another big challenge, was some of the terrain was just very unforgiving, and we really had to slow down and use our heads to make sure that we weren't making everything harder on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call it Cain's Quest, and they say the area is the land that God gave Cain. Would you definitely say it was a different terrain than what you were expecting?
I thought it was going to be more open, to be honest with you. The southern end, and even a bit of, you know, when we were coming back towards the south, had lots and lots of trees, just really narrow, windy trails, and I was just shocked about that. I thought it was going to be all open and barren land. There's actually a lot more trees than I expected.
Mm-hmm.